We now turn to news from North Korea. Last night, Pyongyang announced it has reprocessed 8,000 spent fuel rods that could be used to make nuclear bombs. With us to talk about what this latest statement means is Jack Pritchard, former special envoy to North Korea under the current Bush administration. He's now a visiting fellow in foreign policy studies at the Brookings Institution. He joins us by phone from his office here in Washington. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Pritchard.
My pleasure. Glad to be with you.
What's the significance of this latest claim by North Korea?
Well, first of all, what they said is nothing new. They've said this before to me in New York. They've said it to other government officials in a semi-public way. But what's important is that they've essentially said, don't take us for granted. We never agreed to come to the next round of six-party talks. There's too much loose talk out there that says that the next talks have already been agreed to, either in October or November. Come to us. We have an ongoing nuclear program. We want to remind you of the seriousness of the situation.
Now, you said that they have made this kind of an announcement before. Is there any way of confirming it?
Confirming the announcement or confirming the activities?
Confirming the activities.
Yeah. The answer is, while we have means of detecting that, we really are not in a position to verify what the North Koreans have claimed. That is, that they have completed the reprocessing of some 8,017 spent fuel rods. The most likely scenario is that they have not, but they have still made this claim.
Colin Powell seemed to dismiss it a bit today in his statement. He said this is the third time Pyongyang has made such a claim. How concerned should the U.S. be?
Well, I wouldn't be concerned about the claim. I'd be concerned about the problem. The North Koreans certainly have reminded us from time to time that they do have a nuclear program. The question is, what is it that we're going to do about it, and how much time do we have to do something about it?
How is South Korea reacting at this point?
Well, both the South Koreans and the Japanese have already released statements of regret, saying that the North Koreans have unnecessarily aggravated the situation and we should move on to the six-party talks. So they are concerned about this.
Now, the last talks with North Korea took place in Beijing in August.
That's correct, at the end of August.
Remind us what happened there.
Well, there are six parties that had come together. Now, let me just step back one moment. There was a first set of talks in Beijing in April, trilaterally, between the United States, China, and North Korea. That didn't end very satisfactorily. We worked on establishing a different format that included some of the more principal players involved, Japan and South Korea. Russia came on board. And the North Koreans ultimately agreed to come to talks in Beijing towards the end of August, as you've indicated. Now, what occurred was a series of plenary meetings, with the exception of a very brief encounter between the U.S. delegation and the North Korean delegation, for about 30 or 40 minutes, or when you break it down for each side speaking with interpretation, about 8 to 10 minutes per side. But it did not result in anything that you would call substantial. There's a general sense from all the participants that the goal ought to be a non-nuclear Korean peninsula, but there were no concrete agreements reached.
And the next round of talks?
The next round of talks have not been set. Each of the other five parties talked in terms of it would be appropriate to have something in October. The North Koreans did not commit to it at the talks, nor have they committed afterwards. And their statement today is a result of what they would consider loose talk, taking for granted that, yes, they will come, but they have not committed to this next round of talks.
And is it expected that the U.S. and North Korea will ever really face-to-face negotiate on this issue, or will the Bush administration up till now has not wanted to take that route?
No, they have not wanted to take that route, and if they don't take that route, then the chances of a successful conclusion that is in the interest of the United States are very slim, in my opinion. Now let me explain that. That doesn't mean that we reject the multilateral approach or the six-party talks. I think that's a perfectly good way to go about it. But working the details, and it's a very complex problem that we have before us, requires the United States and North Korea to sit down in a bilateral setting under the context or within the context of the six-party talks to work out a level of detail that can be shared and worked with other parties involved to a point that you're ready to bring it to the six-party preliminary session.
All right. Well, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
You're welcome.
Jack Pritchard is a former special envoy to North Korea for the current President Bush. He's now a visiting fellow at the Brookings Institution, and he spoke to us from his office here in Washington.